Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th. So get your tickets now at kosai.org.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th. So get your tickets now at kosai.org.
Back to the conversation in just a second. First, I want to thank our supporter today, Acorns. Acorns makes it easy to start automatically saving and investing so your money has a chance to grow for you, your kids, and your retirement. You don't need to be an expert either. Acorns will recommend a diversified portfolio that fits you and your money goals. You don't need to be rich either. Acorns lets you start investing with the spare money you got right now. You can start with just $5 or even just a spare change. That's what I love about it. I do the roundup feature where I use my card and the extra spare change goes right to Acorns to be invested. Basically, Acorns does the hard part so you can give your money a chance to grow. I absolutely love Acorns. Head to acorns.com/ghost or download the Acorns app to start saving and investing for your future today. Again, head to acorns.com/ghost or download the Acorns app to start saving and investing for your future today. Pay client endorsement compensation provides incentive to possibly promote Acorns. Tier 1 compensation provided. Investing involves risk. Acorns Advisors LLC, an SEC registered investment advisor. View important disclosures at acorns.com/ghost.
Welcome to the Paranormal Deep Dive from Real Ghost Stories Online and The Grave Talks.
You've probably heard about haunted military bases, but what about one where visitors are still reporting ghostly soldiers, unexplained footsteps, and strange shifting shadows? Alameda Naval Air Station, once a bustling military hub, has become notorious for its eerie happenings. Since its closure in 1997, the stories have only grown. Eyewitnesses speak of soldiers dressed in uniforms from another era, still guarding the empty hallways, their spectral presence lingering like an old, unsettled memory. But are these reports of paranormal activity simply the product of an overactive imagination? Or is something more supernatural at play? From shadowy figures to unexplainable noises, there's something undeniably chilling about this former military site. Was it the traumatic past of the men who served here that left an imprint? Or are we simply witnessing the echoes of a history too powerful to fade? I'm Tony Bruschi, and let's dig in. The Alameda Air Station, located in Alameda, California, was once a critical military base. Established in 1930, it quickly became a pivotal part of the United States' military infrastructure, particularly during World War II. The base was known for its strategic importance in training aviators and testing aircraft, as well as housing various military units. Its location by the San Francisco Bay meant it was ideally positioned for military operations, and it served as a hub for both military personnel and aviation technology. At the height of its operation, the base was home to thousands of soldiers, airmen, and civilians. They trained for combat, maintained aircraft, and worked around the clock on military operations. As with many military installations, the environment at Alameda was one of high pressure, long hours, and intense emotional and psychological stress. The constant threat of war, the loss of fellow servicemen, and the trauma of military life all left their mark. It's no surprise that such an emotionally charged environment might contribute to the stories of hauntings that would emerge later on. Despite its importance, the base was decommissioned in 1997, and much of the land was transferred to civilian use. The military presence in Alameda came to a close, but it left behind a legacy. However, long before the base's official closure, reports of strange occurrences began to surface. It all started with a few whispered stories among the personnel, tales of ghostly figures seen roaming the halls, the sounds of footsteps echoing in the corridors late at night, and unexplained cold spots in certain buildings. These early reports were enough to spark the curiosity of both military personnel and the public, but they weren't taken too seriously. After all, in such a large and old facility, who wouldn't expect a few creaks, bangs, or odd sounds? Still, these early tales persisted, and it wasn't long before they began to spread. Some dismissed the claims as mere imagination or stress-induced hallucinations, but others, particularly former military staff, were adamant that something more sinister was happening at the station. As the years passed, more and more individuals began to come forward, claiming to have experienced inexplicable phenomena at the site. Military veterans, civilians, and later paranormal investigators all had their own unsettling stories to tell. The reports ranged from vague feelings of unease to vivid encounters with figures dressed in old military uniforms. Some even described hearing footsteps behind them, only to turn around and find no one there. The mystery of these strange events caught the attention of paranormal investigators in the late 1990s. Teams began to visit the site, hoping to document evidence of the supernatural. As the investigation gained traction, the base's haunted reputation grew. Stories of soldiers walking the base at night and chilling noises that seemed to emanate from nowhere began to dominate local folklore. But were these reports of hauntings simply a reflection of the station's military history? Or was there something more to these sightings? Something far more eerie. It's important to consider the context of the location itself. Alameda Air Station had been home to so many soldiers, and many of them, particularly during World War II, lived through harrowing experiences. These men often faced combat, lost comrades, and dealt with the trauma of war. Could the intensity of their emotional and psychological states have left an imprint on the space, creating what paranormal experts call residual hauntings? This theory suggests that the energy of past trauma can manifest in the environment, replaying in a loop like a broken record. But there's more to the story. While residual hauntings could explain some of the reports, the claims of interactions with what seem to be intelligent spirits suggest a different type of phenomenon altogether. Could the base be home to spirits of soldiers still lingering, perhaps even communicating with the living? The increasing reports of paranormal activity were certainly enough to intrigue paranormal enthusiasts, and soon professional teams began to visit the site in earnest. Paranormal investigators, armed with the latest tools in ghost hunting technology, electronic voice recorders, infrared cameras, and motion sensors, would attempt to capture evidence of the unseen world. As the reports mounted, questions emerged about the nature of these sightings. Was Alameda truly haunted by the spirits of soldiers past? Or was there another explanation, grounded in the psychology of those who worked and visited the base? The truth, it seemed, was not so easily explained. As interest in the paranormal activity at Alameda Air Station continued to grow, the accounts of strange occurrences became more frequent and intense. These weren't just isolated incidents, but a recurring pattern of unsettling events that spanned years. The ghostly sightings and eerie sounds reported by visitors, former staff, and paranormal investigators left many wondering, was there truly something supernatural at play? Or was it merely the result of psychological factors, environmental conditions, or the natural decay of an old military installation. One of the most persistent reports was the presence of shadowy figures seen walking through the halls of the base, often described as soldiers in military uniforms from the 1940s and 1950s. Witnesses reported seeing these figures walking briskly, almost as if they were on duty before they would vanish into thin air or disappear behind walls. Some of these apparitions appeared to be completely oblivious to the living, while others seemed to stare directly at the witnesses, creating an eerie, otherworldly connection. What stood out about these sightings was the consistency of the descriptions. Many people described the same figures, even down to the details of the uniforms. Could these be soldiers who had died on the base, forever bound to the site due to their unfinished duties or unresolved pasts? As more reports surfaced, it wasn't just the apparitions that were making their presence known. The sounds of footsteps echoing in the empty hallways of the station became a hallmark of the site. Staff and visitors alike would hear the sound of boots marching down the corridors, often when no one else was around. These footsteps would be heard late at night when the base was deserted, or in abandoned areas of the site that hadn't seen activity in years. Sometimes the footsteps would be followed by a distant sound, like a door creaking open or a chair scraping across the floor. Despite numerous investigations, the source of these sounds could never be definitively identified, further fueling the belief that something otherworldly was responsible. But it wasn't just the visual and auditory experiences that made Alameda so compelling to paranormal investigators. It was the physical sensations that also seemed to haunt the location. Visitors and staff reported an overwhelming sense of unease when walking through certain areas of the base, especially the older buildings. Some claimed to feel an oppressive, heavy atmosphere that seemed to press down on them as they moved through the halls. In some instances, people reported sudden temperature drops, with rooms that had previously been warm suddenly becoming frigid, as if something cold and invisible had entered the space. And it's important to consider that such sensations have been linked to what's known as haunted hotspots, places where electromagnetic fields, EMFs, or other environmental factors might influence the brain's perception of its surroundings. In fact, some paranormal experts argue that the old architecture of the base, with its heavy steel and concrete construction, might have created the perfect conditions for these odd phenomena. Electromagnetic fields, particularly those generated by old electrical systems or large metal structures, can cause dizziness, confusion, and even hallucinations in certain individuals. This has led some to suggest that what people are experiencing at Alameda might be a combination of psychological and environmental factors rather than ghosts or spirits. However, the growing number of personal experiences began to suggest something more. One notable investigation by a paranormal team in the early 2000s brought attention to what appeared to be poltergeist activity, a more active form of haunting involving the movement of objects or physical disturbances. Investigators reported that during their time at the station, objects like chairs and tables were mysteriously moved, sometimes even thrown across rooms without any apparent cause. One of the most disturbing instances occurred in an old mess hall, where a team member claimed to have been pushed by an unseen force while standing near a set of lockers. The individual was knocked forward and nearly lost their balance, but when they turned around, no one was near them. Was this an aggressive spirit trying to make its presence known, or was it something else entirely? The reports of poltergeist-like activity quickly gained traction as people connected these disruptive events to the idea that the base might be home to restless spirits. Some believed that these spirits were trying to communicate using physical actions to get the attention of the living. Others speculated that the spirits could be trapped, unable to move on due to unfinished business or a deep connection to the base. As the years went on, the scope of paranormal investigations expanded, and more teams, including high-profile ghost hunting programs like Ghost Adventures and Paranormal State, visited Alameda to capture evidence. These investigations brought new insights and heightened the public's interest in the site. The investigations were equipped with the latest technology in ghost hunting, including infrared cameras, electronic voice phenomenon, EVP recorders, and motion detectors designed to pick up signs of paranormal activity. The footage and audio recordings from these investigations provided some of the most compelling evidence to date. In particular, EVPs, which are believed to capture the voices of spirits, became a central part of the narrative surrounding Alameda's hauntings. Investigators recorded unexplained voices responding to their questions, some of which appeared to come from a voice that was not audible in real time. These recordings were analyzed by experts who confirmed that the voices could not be explained by normal environmental sounds. While the paranormal community was divided on the authenticity of the recordings, the experiences of those who visited the base were hard to dismiss. Whether it was the distant sound of footsteps, the chilling cold spots, or the unsettling presence of ghostly figures, one thing remained clear. Alameda Air Station had a reputation as one of the most haunted locations in California. The base had left its mark on the world, not only through its military history, but through the stories of those who had experienced something beyond the ordinary. As we've explored the eerie happenings at Alameda Air Station, the question remains, are these reports of ghostly soldiers, unexplained footsteps, and poltergeist activity truly the result of paranormal forces, or are they simply the product of our imagination, heightened by the historical and emotional weight of the place? On one hand, the stories from visitors, investigators, and former military personnel are hard to ignore. The consistent nature of the sightings, the physical sensations, and the audio evidence, like the eerie EVPs, suggest that there might be something more than just random occurrences happening at Alameda. After all, locations with long histories, especially ones that have seen the traumas of war and loss, have been linked to residual hauntings where energy, perhaps even the energy of the people who lived and died there, lingers long after they're gone. On the other hand, environmental factors like electromagnetic fields, which are common in older military installations, could certainly explain some of the strange phenomena. The cold spots, the dizziness, and the unsettling feelings that visitors report can all be linked to the way our brains react to certain stimuli. And don't forget confirmation bias. If you're already expecting to encounter something supernatural, you're more likely to interpret ordinary sounds and sights as something far more sinister. So, what's the truth? Is Alameda Air Station truly haunted by the spirits of soldiers who never left? Or is it simply the collective imagination of those who've been drawn into its storied past? Maybe it's a bit of both. The line between what's real and what's imagined is often blurred in places like this, where history and emotion have left their mark. But one thing's for sure, the stories of Alameda continue to captivate, leaving us with more questions than answers. The haunting tales that surround this historic site won't likely fade anytime soon, and perhaps that's just the way it's meant to be. I'm Tony Bruschi. Be sure to press subscribe so you don't miss any episodes and so you can join us again for another Paranormal Deep Dive.
Want to dig deeper in the Paranormal Deep Dive? Press subscribe now wherever you download podcasts and catch brand new Paranormal Deep Dives every single day from Real Ghost Stories Online and the Grave Talks podcast.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at kosai.org.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th. So get your tickets now at kosai.org.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th. So get your tickets now at kosai.org.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th. So get your tickets now at kosai.org.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th. So get your tickets now at kosai.org.
Your check, your cooperative. As a farmer-owned lender, Farm Credit Mid-America shares the success of the cooperative with our customers, which is why we've returned more than $1.25 billion back to our customer owners over the last 8 years. It's proof being a part of our cooperative pays. Patronage is an annual decision made by the board of directors to return earnings to eligible customers. To learn more about patronage and eligibility, visit fcma.com/patronage.